What is up, guys? Welcome back to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I am Eric, and I am joined by...
Christian.
And Sam.
The freshly back from Janet Jackson, Sam.
I am. It was amazing.
How was your trip, other than a drunken good time?
I saw Ludacris.
Well, did he tell you to move, bitch, get out the way?
He did! He told me to shake my moneymaker. He told me I was glamorous. It was amazing. He told me I was bad. When my chick bad started, the level of feral that came out of me,
she was like a girl at a Jonas Brother concert that was 15.
Absolutely.
Thank God you didn't.
Did he also tell you he had hoes in different area codes?
He did. He said, "Welcome to Atlanta, where the play is played." Oh, it was amazing.
So, we're recording a night later than we normally do because Sam had to go to
I had to go see Miss Jackson.
Which, she looks great. She must have the same guy as Michael.
I don't even care. She did so freaking good.
I don't know. I saw her titty on the Super Bowl. That was pretty cool.
The shirt I almost wore was at risk of a Janet Jackson moment, which was kind of poetic if I did wear it, but the way I was...
You had a titty falling out when Luda hit the stage.
Yes. Yes, I would have.
Just full-blown wardrobe malfunction.
The people around me... hilarious. When they were like...
Sam, they were laughing at you, not with you.
That's fine. You know, I was jamming and vibing and rapping to Ludacris. Can't touch me. Mm-mm. Couldn't get me out of my jam. Absolutely
can't
not.
Can't touch this. Is not Janet Jackson or Luda.
I know that. Janet just said whenever she started Nasty Boys.
Oh, God. I actually listened.
Give me a beat. And I was like, oh, my God. It was amazing.
I love when they play stuff like that in the middle of the grocery store. That's my favorite.
God almighty.
I was definitely in the bread aisle and they were playing Nasty Boys.
Christian's like, oh, well, this takes me back to when I was getting bread on stage.
Shut up. There was an old man in front of me. He was like, I'm going to get Phyllis her rolls.
God almighty. So how's the trip back, Sam?
It was good. I was hungover for most of it.
Those hungover drives are rough.
I had the whole thing of Pedialyte.
As you should for any, like, replenishment
trip. Oh, yeah. I drank all of it.
Was the baby okay? Well, the baby must be really sick.
It's me and baby.
At this point, Pedialyte should just know to just market to adults. That's the only people that really are using that shit.
Adam won't drink it.
Yeah, Jackson won't drink it either.
Dude, I drove home from a gamer trip in Nashville. My whole, like, Destiny crew met up in Nashville. There's like 26 of us. And I was on a 4-day fucking bender. Like, the night before I left, I ended up smoking a cigarette backwards. That's how fucked up I was.
Ew!
Yeah, I smoked it from filter to where I realized it was on fire. And then I was just dying. But I chugged, like, at least a handle of Pedialyte on the way back. It was fucking nasty.
Yep, cracked that open at, like, 7:30 this morning. My Pedialyte.
Good stuff. What else did you do on your trip back, Sam?
I stopped at Bucky's.
You stopped at Bussy's?
No, Eric. I stopped at Bucky's.
Do you know how many times you said Bussy's when we pulled up to Bucky's? A million times.
Yeah.
It was the whole time.
It's like, I can't wait to get some Bussy nuggets.
Bucky. I got some barbecue. That's like
the redneck mecca, dude.
Don't hate on Bucky.
I love it. Don't get me wrong.
He was loving it.
I love
Bucky. Adeline got some new Bucky shorts.
Cute.
They're adorable.
The fact they have a wall of beef jerky, it's like, it's literally the redneck Mecca.
Yeah, we got some jerky. I got some barbecue. Dustin got two brisket tacos. And I got some kolaches.
There you go. Sounds like a successful trip. Well, I'm glad you're back in studio in one piece and ready to do this episode.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun one. It's a little bit of a true crime and a little bit of a conspiracy.
A lot of conspiracy.
maybe involving a president. But you would already know that if you read the episode title.
Exactly.
So, Sam, without further ado, let's get into Marilyn Monroe. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
To me, there's not even like a good enough way to intro this. Because I love Marilyn Monroe. She's goddess, queen, icon. I love her.
There are so many t-shirts and other shit in her likeness. It is mind-blowing.
I love her. I have a Marilyn Monroe Yeti that my sister made me for Christmas one year.
I remember when I brought this topic to your attention that I was like, let's cover Marilyn Monroe. And you were like, fuck yeah, there, done, sold.
It's already done.
You're like, I'll do the research. I was like, okay. I was like, do it justice.
Is that what you do? You just wait till one of us, you find something that one of us is going to like fucking see.
Nut over? Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, how about we do this? And one of us is like, oh shit, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's normally how it goes.
Well, you know, I like research anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I do not.
So.
Well, Christian doesn't have time to research a fucking thing.
If I did, it would be unhinged. I would do better than copy paste.
Baby, I love you, but I've seen your research.
What? What's wrong with my research? It's better than yours. I don't copy paste shit.
Look, I copy paste shit, man. Sometimes you got to.
Mm. No. It's a story. You're painting a scene.
I am. You know how much
that someone else wrote.
No. Well, hold on now. I don't just copy paste off of one source. I have to hatchet job. And it's like a goddamn movie studio cutting room floor when I do the notes. There's pieces and hacks and bits of shit I've cut out of 20 different articles. And then I have to find some way to like blend all these together into a cohesive story.
I paint a scene.
You make it beautiful.
Thank you.
I just
picture like Bob Ross.
I shotgun fire articles.
Pretty little mistake.
I just shotgun fire articles onto a board and then I'm like, it's done.
You're like Charlie from, right?
Yeah. Who's Pepe Silvia? Who is Pepe Silvia?
Yeah.
Which is kind of how this episode's going to end up. So.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. That's fitting.
So. Marilyn Monroe was not always Marilyn Monroe. She was born Norma Jean Mortensen to her mother Gladys on June 1st, 1926 in L.A. She spent most of her time in foster care and in an orphanage. Norma Jean never knew who her father was. It was rumored that it could be Clark Gable, but there's no evidence backing that up. It was later confirmed through DNA testing that her father is a man named Charles Stanley Gifford. And I didn't bother with him until hospitals. Norma Jean was then taken in by one lady that was her mom's best friend. Her name is Grace, and her husband, Doc Goddard. She was briefly placed in the Los Angeles Orphans Home in 1935. 2 years later, the Goddards took Norma Jean back in, but shortly after they did, it said that Doc Goddard started molesting Norma Jean. She then went to live with Grace's Aunt Anna, but due to Anna being an elderly woman, she couldn't properly take care of Norma Jean. So for a third time, she returned to the Goddards, but Doc's job soon had to relocate them to the East Coast, and by law, they couldn't take Norma Jean because she wasn't their child. So
that's pretty tragic.
Yeah. But
we wouldn't have such a notable actress, probably, if that had happened.
I mean, she did always want to be an actress, so we never know. So she had two choices in front of her at this
pressure point. Makes diamonds, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. She had two choices in front of her: return to the orphanage or get married. Mind you, she's 16 at this point. So, at the ripe age of 16, she married her merchant marine boyfriend, Jimmy Daugherty, on June 19th, 1942. He was the neighbor to one of Marilyn's mom's friends, or Norma Jean. I was doing Norma Jean until she becomes Marilyn.
10-4. That won't get confusing in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think so, because she hasn't blossomed into Marilyn Monroe
she's
yet.
She's still a caterpillar. She has yet to turn into a butterfly.
Yeah, she's still Norma Jean.
Great hardcore band, by the way. Norma Jean.
I didn't know that was a band name.
Mm-hmm.
So he suggested that they should get married so that Norma Jean wouldn't have to be sent to another orphanage or foster home. She always dreamed of becoming an actress like Jean Harlow and Lana Turner. When Jimmy was sent to the South Pacific, she started working in a munitions factory in Van Nuys making military drones. She was discovered by a photographer while she was working there who wanted to take photos to, quote, inspire the troops. So
yeah, to get into her pants, probably.
Well, she took risque pinup style photos that went on to become very popular with the soldiers in Korea.
Somehow, I think they looked at all those photos with their pants down.
You know, probably. I'm going to fast forward for just a second. In 1951, after she'd become Marilyn Monroe at this point, an Army magazine, Stars and Stripes, named her Miss Cheesecake of 1951.
I was going to say Stars and Tripes.
Stars and
Stripes. Scottish magazine that shows like sheep stomachs and... That's what tripe is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So back to the 1940s. In 1946, when Jimmy finally came home, she had already had a successful modeling career. It wasn't long after he'd come home that she asked him for a divorce. Jimmy said, quote, "I never knew Marilyn Monroe, and I don't claim to have any insights to her to this day. I knew and loved Norma Jean." That same year, she signed her first movie contract with...
That's got to be actually, like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's got to be fucking heartbreaking for that dude. And Lou's going to interrupt now, too.
She said, fuck your interruption.
Yeah. She just, like, stepped on my foot.
That's okay. She headbutted Sam.
No, she didn't headbutt me. She headbutted the cat or the chair.
But that's got to be heartbreaking to that guy because the person he loved is like, I'm not happy with who I am as a person anymore. So that person's gone.
Well, she hadn't become Marilyn Monroe at that point. She was still Norma Jean.
Okay.
And, when she signed the 20th Century Fox contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like you're just trying to delete who you were as a person. It's kind of sad.
Well, Norma Jean had a rough life.
Yeah, she didn't want to be Norma Jean anymore.
I don't blame her. So she signs with 20th Century Fox. And with that, brown-haired Norma Jean was no longer. She was now blonde-haired, blue-eyed Marilyn Monroe.
Blonde bombshell.
Yes. I love her. I have a book. I tried to read it between, but I started it. It's really good. It's called The Girl.
Netflix just put out a big docuseries on her.
That blonde or whatever.
Mm.
I heard it did not do her justice.
I'm not sure if it was that one.
Oh.
There was one that like really played up the stuff we're going to talk about later. So.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's not. I think Blonde is a movie.
Yeah.
I think that it's was a Netflix like the movie.
Documentary or the whatever the fuck it's called when they cast somebody to play that person.
Yeah.
Like they did with Elton John and shit.
Yeah. I heard they didn't do her justice, so I haven't watched it. After a few appearances in movies, she found herself unemployed, so she returned to modeling. Her nude photograph on a calendar got herself a role in the movie, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right, Scudahoo, Scudahay?
Sounds right to me.
Which landed her some more minor roles later on. At first, Marilyn wasn't really taken
seriously. I just got to look up this nude photo now.
I've seen it. I have a big Marilyn Monroe, like, lookbook, mm-hmm. and I've seen it. It's tasteful.
Mm.
She's on, like, it's not, like, fully nude. Like, you don't see her kitty
Boo.
Cat. You don't see her kitty cat, but, like, she's, like, on, like, a really pretty, like, red, I think it's red velvet, maybe red satin. I'm not
sure. I want to see the clam. The looks I'm getting right now.
At first, Marilyn wasn't really taken seriously in the acting world. It would be a few years before her acting career would really take off. In 1950, she had a small uncredited role in The Asphalt Jungle that garnered a large amount of fan mail. That same year, she appeared in All About Eve, and that got her another contract with 20th Century Fox. But as we all know, she would soon become one of Hollywood's most famous actresses with her breathy voice and iconic hourglass figure.
She nice tits, by the way. I just saw the nude photo.
I showed
him
the nude photo.
Well, on the red, yes. Whatever. Great. It's not. I said it was tasteful.
Great rack. I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. It's a good photo. So she proved her worth by winning various honors and would attract a ton of people to her films. From 1950 to 1954, she was in 8 movies.
Damn.
That's a lot. That's 2 a year.
Busy. Busy mm-hmm. schedule.
She was highly admired despite her severe self-esteem issues when it came to her craft. Her pre-performance anxiety would sometimes make her physically ill and would cause her to be late to set and frustrate her co-stars and crew. Director Billy Wilder said, quote, "She would be great if she ran like a watch. I have an Aunt Minnie who is very punctual, but who would pay to see Aunt Minnie?"
There's a joke that was made that I'll talk about later on about her punctuality. So,
okay.
It's about so it's not even a joke I even made. It was one at Kennedy's birthday party that was made.
Oh, I think I read it.
Yeah.
It was in 1954 that she would marry the great Joe DiMaggio for a short.
Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
What a legend.
I know. Their marriage only lasted about 9 months. But what I found really cool, I didn't know about till I researched it today, or not today, but the other day. I wrote it down today because I have it all like bullet pointed in, and then I paint the picture.
Gotcha.
So she actually cut their honeymoon short to go visit the troops in Korea.
Which pissed him off.
I mean, but like, so
there's a really good docuseries on ID Network about her that I watched. That's what gave me the idea to cover this. Was I watched that series? I was like, this is fucking fascinating.
I love Marilyn Monroe
because it was all about the autopsy and shit like that.
I have that in here.
Okay.
So she cuts their honeymoon short to go visit the troops in Korea in 1954. She did 10 shows in 4 days. Yeah, she actually ended up catching pneumonia from the freezing temperatures from doing all these shows for the troops in Korea. She would describe the experience as, quote, "the best thing that ever happened to me. I never felt like a star before in my heart." With the conclusion of her and Joe DiMaggio's marriage, Marilyn began to get restless in her career again. By the mid-1950s, Marilyn was tired of the bubbly, dumb blonde roles and moved to New York City to study acting with Lee Strasberg at the Actors Studio, which I thought was really cool. In the 1955 movie The 7-Year Itch, in 1956's Bus Stop, she began to emerge as a talented comedian. She got back in touch with Arthur Miller when she moved to the city, and they'd met at first back in 1950 at a party and then began exchanging letters. She actually had an affair with Arthur while she was still married to Joe.
Dirty bird.
The two later got married on June 29th, 1956, and Marilyn decided to take a break from movie making, with the exception of co-starring with Laurence Olivier in The Prince and the Showgirl in 1957. 1959, she won critical acclaim for the first time as a serious actress for Some Like It Hot. Which I love that movie.
And she's establishing herself as a Hollywood legend.
Yeah, she is a starlet. She's amazing. I love How to Marry a Millionaire. One of my favorite movies of all time.
And what's crazy is she'd probably still be alive today at this point.
So I forgot. It was at around this time that she paid a woman to like check in on her mom, Gladys, periodically in whatever state institution she was in. Yeah. And her mom Gladys actually outlived Marilyn. She died in 1984.
So sad, like that. Dude.
Yeah. Immediately after the couple got married, they went through hard times. Marilyn had two miscarriages and one ectopic pregnancy. They soon divorced after they'd begun what would become Marilyn's last film, The Misfits, that Arthur Miller actually wrote specifically for Marilyn.
What's fucking crazy is the band The Misfits have a song called Who Killed Marilyn.
Cool.
So.
I bet that's not an accident.
It's not.
Okay. So.
I would play it, but Glenn Danzig is kind of, I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, let's not.
But I'll play it for you after the episode.
Okay.
And if you want to hear The Misfits, Who Killed Marilyn, just look it up on Spotify or Apple Music. It's good. It's good shit. If you like punk music, horror punk music.
Is that like screamo?
No.
What is horror punk?
I'll show you.
Okay. In 1962, she began filming the comedy Something's Gotta Give, but she was absent a lot because of illnesses. She was fired from the film in June, but later rehired, but the film never resumed filming work. I don't know what to call it. On May 19th, 1962, we all know this day, it was the day that Marilyn sang Happy Birthday, Mr.
Happy
President.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Identical.
I know, I'm master of impressions.
Yes, you are.
You whipped your wand hairs.
It was that.
Just be careful because my skirt might blow up over a vent from a subway train.
I hope I'm not here for that. But thank you. So she sings Happy Birthday, Mr. President, at John F. Kennedy's birthday gala. Soon after the song concluded, President Kennedy got up on stage and said, "I can now retire from politics after having had Happy Birthday sung to me in such a sweet, wholesome way."
And Jackie O is just sitting there like this fucking seething blonde whore. But what's crazy is Kennedy's cousin introduced Marilyn to him as the late Marilyn Monroe because she was fucking late to his birthday party.
I did read that.
Yeah. That was what I was going to talk about earlier. But, dude, fucking wild. Like, this was the beginning of the end. Because anybody that gets close to the Kennedys just fucking dies. Including the Kennedys themselves. They bear the black mark.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, one of them just took out Tucker Carlson the other day.
Tucker. Now he's just out and feral.
Oh, yeah, he's going wild.
Like, that was a really bad move on them.
He's going to be on fucking TMZ. He's going to find every alley he can.
Dobby's a free elf now.
Yeah, they took the chains off of the man. Now he's just going to go fucking ham.
Yeah,
he's going to work for Glenn Beck or some shit.
That was potentially a very bad decision on their part. But whatever.
They're going to pay for it.
Oh, they are. A few months later, on August 5th, 1962, at 36 years old, Marilyn Monroe died in her home. The source material is it's August 4th or August 5th. I'm going to go when she was found, which is August 5th. So, anytime between the 4th and 5th.
Yeah, well, she made a phone... Well, I don't know if you talk about the phone call she made.
No.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
She made a phone call, apparently, to one of the Kennedys a couple days in advance of this, saying she's going to go to blow the lid off the whole goddamn thing. So, I think it was Bobby Kennedy that she made the phone call to. I think, I want to say you mentioned it at some point, but yeah, she basically got wrapped up with the Kennedys and heard more than she was supposed to.
I do talk about.
Okay.
I touched on it briefly.
All right. So I'll dive a little bit more into that because that's really what I was wanting to work to get to.
So she was found with a bottle, found on her bed, a bottle of sleeping pills or barbiturates.
Well, her doctor is the one that found her. He smashed in the window with a fire poker.
Yeah.
So.
She was on her bed with her hand over the phone. And what's odd is that the deputy ME didn't find any barbiturates in her system when he was conducting her autopsy, which I found to be very strange.
Suspicious.
Suspicious.
Very sus.
At the time of Marilyn's untimely death, there were rumors about her being involved with President John F. Kennedy and or his brother, U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy or Bobby Kennedy.
And there's a rumor that she was involved with both of them at the same time.
I did read that. I said and or.
Yeah. So, yeah, the theory, one of the theories is she was playing both of them at the same time. Because who doesn't want to fuck a Kennedy in the 60s?
I mean, yeah, I guess I, you know.
Best looking president we've had in a long, long fucking time, I'll tell you that much.
I will give him that. Mm-hmm. He was pretty.
But, you know, you definitely don't want to hear, like, you better keep your goddamn mouth shut or you don't want to end up like that bitch at Chappaquiddick.
What's Chappaquiddick?
Oh, you don't know about that? Dude, one of the Kennedys drowned a girl in a car that he crashed.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll cover Chappaquiddick one day.
Okay.
Big time scandal.
Perfect.
Like, she was still very much alive as she was drowning. There was claw marks in the top of the car. And he just, like, fucking left her. Real fucked up shit. Kennedys do real fucked up shit. Look up Kennedy's sister if you want to feel real sad.
Oh, I know. I know about Rosemary Kennedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was a little bit promiscuous and they lobotomized her.
Mm-hmm. Into a vegetable.
Yeah, she was like, she outlived all of them, though.
Joke's on you.
Yeah. She might be half a tard now, but she outlived all the other ones.
She's all alive.
She's 100% alive.
Well, I think she passed away. But still,
she was alive.
She outlived the rest of them.
Yeah. Marilyn was buried in
her... Hold on. That means two Kennedys had their brains scrambled.
Oh, bad taste, Eric. Not good. Sir.
Maybe three.
Oh, God.
Because one of them was killed by Sirhan Sirhan. Who was it? Which one got assassinated by Sirhan?
Mm-hmm.
I have to look that up.
You're just speaking out into the
baseless accusations.
No. One of them definitely was assassinated in a restaurant. Hold on. I got to remember which one that was. Give me one second. Go ahead.
So she was buried in her favorite Emilio Pucci dress and laid to rest in what was known as a Cadillac casket, which was the most high-end casket available. It was made of heavy gauge, solid bronze, and lined with champagne gold silk.
Robert Kennedy was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan.
Sirhan Sirhan sounds like...
Sirhan Sirhan, Sirhan Sirhan, whatever.
I know, but it just...
He's a Palestinian guy.
Sounds like a freaking... A villain from the Powerpuff Girls.
Killed him in 1968.
Mojo Jojo.
That's it. Which we will...
Here's the thing. We will talk about him probably when we talk about the Manchurian candidates.
Oh my God. Thank you, Sam, for coming on that journey with me.
Listen, if all else fails, I got you. Okay?
Dude, the shit... Like, I'm going full tinfoil hat here in a minute. So...
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, Lee Strasberg... who she studied under at the Actors Studio, gave a eulogy before an intimate group of people at her ceremony. Hugh Hefner actually bought the crypt next to Marilyn Monroe. Can we, like, go and see? Or is it just, like, is it?
No, you can go.
I didn't know that. I didn't. Well, I didn't know.
Is she buried at Hollywood Forever?
I meant to put that in there. I think so.
Let me look. If she's buried at Hollywood Forever, you can definitely go.
I would love to go.
Yeah, so, I'm sure people leave fucking trinkets and shit.
I bet. So, Marilyn hadn't owned a house until about the last year of her life.
She's buried at Westwood. You can definitely go.
Okay, perfect. She had very little possessions, but she did have 400 books at one point. That included, like, Tolstoy and all kinds of, like, old writers. I don't know. What do they call them? Do I call them the classics? I don't really know.
And here's her mausoleum crypt. She was entombed.
Okay.
So, very modest, actually. Very modest.
Because she's a lady. So, one of her most prized possessions was actually an autographed photo of Albert Einstein that said, "To Marilyn, with respect and love and thanks," which I thought was neat.
Oh, for fuck's sake. She's entombed next to Hugh Hefner.
I just said that Hugh Hefner bought the crypt next to her.
Yeah, I was busy looking it up.
You weren't listening.
I wasn't listening.
No one listens to me anyway, so it's fine.
I listen most of the time. Well, I was busy looking up where she was buried, and I missed that little tidbit. So that's on me. Sorry, guys.
Awful. Terrible.
So now that we've covered the life history of Norma Jean / Marilyn Monroe, we're going to dive into some of the conspiracy theories surrounding her last few years, or a few months, really. There are... quite a few. I'm going to touch on 6 or 7.
That's a lot more than I realized there even were.
That's more than the Jersey Devil. Mm-hmm. That's more than most cryptids. Marilyn Monroe is a cryptid.
No.
Is that what? Baby, is that how that devolved?
Not everything is a fucking cryptid.
Shh.
Look, no matter how much you want Bam Margera to be a cryptid, he cannot be a cryptid at this point.
Bam Margera can be whoever the fuck he wants to be.
Yeah. You know, that is his tagline. I'm Bam Margera. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, he wants to be a cryptid.
He does.
He's just wandering the Pennsylvania underbrush. You know what? You guys might be right. He's just wandering the woods, probably butt-ass naked and drunk.
Aaron, if you give them enough opportunities, I'm going to Pennsylvania. They could be a cryptid. Sam could be a cryptid.
We've discussed this. I'm a leprechaun.
Yes.
You're like 10 different things, Sam, and so are you, Christian.
I'm 10.
You're like 10 different.
Why are you boxing me in?
Dobby's a free elf.
Oh, God. All right. Let's get back into Marilyn Monroe, guys.
One of the theories is that some think that she didn't die from a drug overdose, but that she was murdered instead, which I believe.
Murdered. She got moitered.
Because she was threatening to reveal her relationship with the Kennedy brothers. Or maybe she had information that linked the two men to organized crime.
Yeah, which will lead us into the next conspiracy.
Yeah, well, hold on. The conspiracies grew to such a degree that the LADA's office reopened an investigation into her death in 1982, which is 20 years after she died. The DA's office investigation came to a conclusion that there was no evidence of a murder. It was 3 months after reopening the investigation. They concluded that her cause of death was, quote, acute barbiturate poisoning, that her death could have been accidental or an overdose. But the barbiturates had time to disperse into her blood and liver, which explains why the ME found no residue in her stomach, which I'm going to touch on that in another conspiracy theory.
Okay.
So, strap in. But the conspiracy theorists were not satiated with these results. They said they did not accept it. They were not happy. In 1985, a woman came forward and claimed that her ex-husband, actor Peter Lawford, went to Marilyn's house the night she died and destroyed a note that she supposedly left before she died. So, pause. I was reading more about the conspiracy theories about Marilyn Monroe, and I came across this little nugget of information that I found to be particularly juicy. So, turns out that Peter Lawford was Robert Kennedy's brother-in-law.
There you go.
So, it's said that Peter Lawford plied her with drugs to enable her substance abuse problem, but then she accidentally OD'd and had died on the way to the hospital. So, Peter, Robert, and FBI director J. Edgar Hoover staged her death as a suicide, which would give time for the barbiturates to disperse and not be able to be detected in her stomach.
Fucking wild.
Right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, unpause. 50 years after she died, her FBI file was unearthed, and that showed that the feds knew about the theories alleging that the actress was murdered, but doesn't show that they ever looked into these claims.
Why would you have to when you did it?
Oh, well, yeah.
One of the alphabet agencies.
We're going to get there. So, some think that she was murdered because she, quote, knew too much, and it said that she kept a diary filled with incriminating information that she'd overheard from the Kennedys. Another theory is that she was killed by the CIA to hurt the Kennedys. In Matthew Smith's book, Victim, The Secret Tapes of Marilyn Monroe, he claims that the CIA knew Marilyn and Robert were having an affair, and they killed her to get back at the Kennedys for the Bay of Pigs invasion disaster.
All right, so this brings me back into Sirhan Sirhan and, or Sirhan Sirhan, whatever the fuck his name is.
Mojo Jojo.
Basically. Lee Harvey Oswald, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
The deep state looked at the Kennedy family as a fucking liability. And the fact that they're spilling state secrets to Marilyn Monroe over bedroom talk makes her prime target number one. It was a message to the fucking Kennedys, if anything.
I believe that. But I also kind of believe that about the staging thing.
Oh, it was definitely staged. It was definitely fucking staged.
Yeah.
Just
who staged it is.
Do I think Bobby Kennedy probably played a hand in this?
I think so.
100%, because she probably was going to go... Well, I know you touch on it later, so I'm not going to fucking talk about it, but go ahead.
So another theory is that her accidental overdose was at the hand of her doctors. So supposedly Marilyn lied to her two doctors about the amount of medication she'd been prescribed, and she was afraid of the consequences. So the doctors are the ones who helped stage her death as a suicide with the help of her housekeeper. And then another one is she could have also been murdered on the orders of Chicago mafia boss Sam Giancana. Giancana? I don't know. Anyway.
Sounds right.
In efforts to get to Robert Kennedy, to get him to back off of his crusade against the mob. And then the final theory is that she was going to expose the truth about the existence of UFOs. She was killed by the government because she was threatening to leak classified information about aliens.
Which is the funnest theory about this.
I like that one, but I'm leaning more towards the Peter Lawford one because the woman came forward and said her ex-husband, Peter Lawford. So that does that mean she's a Kennedy? This woman?
Probably.
Probably. Or related somewhere along the line.
Well, Peter Lawford is the ex-brother-in-law of Robert Kennedy.
So, yeah, he would have to be related in some way, shape, or form to the Kennedys.
So it would have to be a Kennedy sister. Because if it to be yeah. Robert Kennedy's ex-brother-in-law, that means the ex-wife well, is the Kennedy?
Was Bobby Kennedy married at the time?
I don't know.
Because it could have been brother-in-law on the other side.
Did he get divorced, though?
They're Kennedys, dude. They were fucking everything.
I don't know, but it said ex-brother-in-law.
I mean, he could have been married at some point. We haven't really deep dived into the Kennedy shit.
Yeah, I didn't do a deep dive into the Kennedys.
But, I mean, he could have been married to somebody and got divorced. He could have, you know, later on got divorced. It does, you know. The Kennedys were pussy hounds. Like, okay. Thank you for joining us, Lucy. As I talk about pussy. The Kennedys would fuck anything. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Jackie just had to deal with it.
That sucks for Jackie-O.
No, isn't she... Didn't she, like, fucking bang Arnold Schwarzenegger?
There's a good possibility of that.
I don't know.
I think she did. I think she was married. Or... Wasn't Schwarzenegger married to a Kennedy? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
No, it wasn't her, but there's a Kennedy that's married to Arnold Schwarzenegger, or was married to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hmm. I haven't looked into the Kennedys. I have another true crime case. It's one of my favorites that is linked to the Kennedys.
I mean, there's a ton of them.
I know, but, like, I stumbled upon it innocently, and then all of a sudden that bomb drops, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, so Arnold married Maria Shriver.
Yeah.
So she's a...
She's not a Kennedy.
Her cousin's Caroline Kennedy.
Oh.
Yeah. Might as well be.
Yeah.
So... There's that, but what do you guys think? Who do you guys think killed Marilyn Monroe? I think it was the CIA.
I think they were all partying and doing drugs, and then she died, and they covered it up because it would fuck up their shit.
Well, she made a phone call to Bobby Kennedy a couple days beforehand, saying she was wanting to hold a press conference.
I read that the day before she died, August 4th, she... had a barrage of threatening phone calls that morning, but I only saw it one time on one. It was IMDb whenever I was getting like movie dates and mm-hmm. stuff. So it was that one blurb on that one IMDb biography. So
I mean, it's documented that happened.
Okay. I just saw that one thing. So I didn't add it in there cause I wasn't sure of the validity of it. But supposedly on August 4th, the day before she died, she got a barrage of threatening phone calls. And then her doctor came the next day, found her.
Yeah, so apparently she did fuck John F. Kennedy. And she was definitely banging Robert Kennedy. So, and it was... Kennedy's sister, Patricia, that was married to Peter Lawford.
Okay, so...
Yeah. So, I mean, she's close enough to the Kennedys at this point, like, she just got caught in their circle of death. The Kennedys are basically, like, the reverse Clintons. It's just a lot of them end up dying.
Yeah, the reverse Clintons.
The reverse Clintons. You know, people they're associated with die, but... It's mostly just the Kennedys getting killed from fucking with the government and the mob and whoever else.
Why would you mess with the mob? I just...
Well, I mean, why would you mess with the CIA?
Well, I mean, I
Kennedy think... fucking straight up said he was going to scatter them into the winds. And then he gets his wig split in Dallas. And they fucking... here's what blows my mind about this whole goddamn fucking thing. All right. This is not about Marilyn Monroe, but more about the Kennedys.
Blows your mind?
It blows my mind. The CIA fucking admitted it. Straight up admitted that they killed Kennedy. Nobody gives a shit. Not a single fucking person. I have the documents. Like, it's declassified at this point. Like, I screenshotted the shit.
That's wild.
Nobody fucking cares.
Your FBI agent in your phone is going to delete that photo now.
Probably. Well, I mean, you can get it on declassified documents.
Oh, yeah. I'm just making a joke.
But the fact that, like, the shit runs deep, man. When you really start going down the rabbit holes and stuff, it goes crazy. I think they killed Marilyn Monroe as a warning to the Kennedys.
Like firing a warning shot? Like,
yeah, it was like, you guys need to shut the fuck up because we see what you're doing and look at your whore now type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to fucking have pillow talk and deal with the honeypot situation? Then, all right, we're going to kill this. We're gonna just going to kill it.
Just 36 when she died.
Had a long life ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
She just got wrapped up with the wrong fucking family.
It sucks.
It really does. It's sad. Because she's a fucking icon. But sometimes it's better to burn out than fade away type of shit.
I mean, yes and no. She was at the peak of her career.
Yeah, but that's what made her such a fucking legend. And it's sad. Yeah. But look at any musician in the 27 Club.
Yeah.
Like, they're not some 40-year-old asshole trying, or, you know, 50, 60-year-old asshole on stage trying to, like, stay relevant. They're legendary because they died early.
I just wish it didn't have to come to that for them.
I mean, look at Hendrix, Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain. Like, all those people. They're relevant today because they died early, and it's so tragic. It was like, this person had a lot ahead of them, but they died on top.
Yeah.
It's sad and unfortunate, but it's just the reality of it. That's what makes them so famous, is, like, their death. They're not mediocre at this point, because they died legendary.
And fuck Kim K for messing up that dress.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she messed up Marilyn Monroe's dress.
That was sewed onto Marilyn Monroe.
What'd she have? Some fucking, like...
She wore it to, like...
The Met Gala.
Yeah, the Met Gala. And she fucking tore it.
Well, first off, the Kardashians should be shot into space. They are disgusting human beings. And I will not be watching the new season of American Horror Story because fuck Kim Kardashian.
Unless Kim Kardashian gets killed in the first 5 minutes.
I want to see it as the most brutal fucking death ever shown on national television. The most gruesome, just...
I mean, I don't care about that.
No. I want to see her brains beat out with a fucking baseball bat on national television. And then I'll be like, you know what? Ryan Murphy's done some... She's doing God's work. She's doing God's work this season.
I mean, I don't really care about how she goes out. I just want her out.
No. I want it brutal. Brutal. You know what? And I want Ray J to do it.
Oh, my God.
I want Ray J to be the one that just smacks the shit out of her with a baseball bat full of nails. That's what I want. But then it wouldn't be called American Horror Story. It'd just be called American Justice Story. That bitch is a fame vampire. Mm-mm. Any dude that gets in her orbit, just kind of like a Kennedy, goes crazy. But with the Kennedys, they just die. Or the Clintons, either one. But all right, guys, that's going to do it for us this week. Love to leave it on that note. Christian, do your thing.
We love you guys so much, and we appreciate you. We are so happy that we are, like, taking off over here. I mean, it's actually been really, really good the last couple weeks, so thank you guys so much for the downloads, the love, the shares. We appreciate that, so keep them coming. Mm-hmm. Make sure you, as we're leaving us reviews, we actually really enjoy that. Everybody loves positive affirmation, especially when somebody else says it.
I do.
Yes. Yep,
same. So please leave us a review. We'd love to read it. We'll read it on the show. We haven't had any in a while, so we would love to read those.
It's been a good while.
Make sure you guys are following us on the socials, the Facebook, the Instagram, the TikTok, and that's it.
All right, guys. We will see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay creepy.
Stay spooky.